This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. As farmers start getting ready to head out into the fields, our South American competitors are working on their second crops. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, for an overview on how their crops are looking and for a look at the grain markets.
They exactly are. Now, we still are harvesting the first crop in portions of Argentina, Brazil. We're focused on primarily the growth of the second crop soybeans, second crop corn, and in some cases second crop wheat now as well. And generally, the weather has been conducive. We've had some areas that have been seen some excessive rain, particularly in portions of Argentina, but nothing really that's created any substantial problems yet at this point. And I think we have to look at the weather as generally favorable for South America at this point.
So in terms of the crop markets, can you just give a brief overview of what we're looking at for the rest of the week?
Well, as we look through the rest of the week, I think traders are going to continue to watch those long-range weather forecasts, looking for any signs of trends that we're going to go into a persistently wet pattern or persistently cool. But overall, it's a generally quiet time. We will see the National Oilseed Processors Association release its March crush report for soybeans here later this morning. And that will really help set the tone, I think, for the amount of rationing of soybean demand that we need to have. I think as we look at old crop soybean fundamentals, they're extremely bullish at this point, but the charts have suggested that traders are reluctant to really trade that. We are seeing a little bit more energy now coming into that soybean market, so perhaps we can turn that a little bit more friendly. But really, I think this market's going to be cautious as long as we're below $15 with key support at $14.60 for the lead contract.
Suderman also noted some of the dynamics everyone can expect to see in the livestock markets in the near future.
Well, we saw the April lean hog contract go off the board on Monday, and it will go into expiration on Tuesday. Generally, with expectations that we're going to see the cash index continue to decline down to that 124 area or so, and I think that's probably fairly reasonable with what we're seeing the cash hog market doing. Overall, we're seeing weights about 4% higher than a year ago levels, but slaughter levels about 3.5% below year and a half levels. So overall, we're kind of offsetting declining numbers with weights to this point, but we're seeing a trend toward increasingly smaller supplies of market-ready hogs. So the expectation is that as we go through the weeks ahead, that the lack of hogs is going to overwhelm the higher weights, and we're going to start running short of pork, and that's bringing some strength back in the hog complex. When we look at the cattle complex, generally we're seeing charts that are signaling that perhaps the high is behind us. That's making traders reluctant to buy into the beef complex at this point. We've seen product prices really tumble in recent weeks, but that has significantly increased product movement, and hopefully if we can warm things up in the Midwest and the East Coast over the coming days and weeks, we can increase some of that demand for barbecue season and start bringing those packer margins back, which have been negative $120 to $130 per head for the packers over the past couple of weeks.
And I'm sure the cattle producers are anxious for the winter to be over so that they can get their cattle back out on pasture.
Absolutely, and we certainly need the weather to start cooperating. The weather has really been adverse for the beef herd now for the last several years, causing a lot of liquidation and bringing the herd down to the smallest level we've seen in over six decades.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Any parent can tell you that money doesn't grow on trees, but it can grow in an IRA. Country Financial Representative Wayne Schaefer suggests that you consider using your bonus check for just that, strengthening your financial status. Instead of buying another TV, invest in your future. To learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, contact Country Representative Wayne Schaefer in Jerseyville at 498-5800. Insurance products issued by Country Investors Life Insurance Company.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706. Visit ctemi.com for more information. Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Jersey County Grain asks farmers to confirm that the seeds they intend to plant are approved for all major export markets, including China. If not, Jersey County Grain encourages you to check with your seed reps to see if your order can be exchanged for seed that is approved for global use. Jersey County Grain will not be accepting any grain that contains certain trait stacks. Get grain quotes for Jerseyville or Hardin at jerseycountygrain.com or get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Local problems may come in all shapes and sizes, but if you are an Illinois Farm Bureau member, you can find the help you need with local problems, no matter what their size. From property tax equity and landfill siting to land use development and groundwater protection, Illinois Farm Bureau is there for you when problems arise and you wonder where to turn. Illinois Farm Bureau works with you and with your state legislators, offering the expertise, resources, and problem-solving skills you need on local issues. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means solutions.
In order to hold a CDL, you need to have a medical exam and obtain a medical card. Starting May 21st, though, CDL holders may encounter difficulties in finding doctors to perform medical exams for them. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, explained why.
Anyone who goes in for a CDL physical has to make sure that the doctor, the chiropractor, or the nurse practitioner who is going to do that CDL physical is registered with the federal government. The National Registry of Certified Medical Examiners is what it's called. Unless they are registered, they cannot perform them.
What makes this difficult, Schaefer said, is that many practitioners have not registered with the National Registry of Certified Examiners, which means finding someone who has registered could involve some searching and traveling.
Anywhere within, 25, 30 miles of here, you're going to be lucky to find maybe one, two doctors that are registered and are certified to do CDL physicals.
This difficulty with the medical cards is just another hurdle for the trucking industry to jump as they face a shortage of not only drivers, but also trucks.
You know, we've heard a lot about the need for drivers, more so we hear the need for good drivers. And, of course, a lot of that is driven by the fact that everyone's worried about their safety rating. The insurance companies are very particular about who you're going to put behind the wheel of a truck. And as a result, what's going on is that there's a shortage of drivers out there. And at the same time, there's a shortage of trucks. And we've been hearing a lot of feedback from people who are trying to move a lot of grain right now. And the problem is they can't find the trucks or the drivers to put behind the seat or to get the truck.
When those needing grain and other products hauled do find truckers, they may encounter further problems if they need to go to Cargill or Bungie near East St. Louis. The city is looking to crack down on what routes truckers are allowed to take.
East St. Louis police have been warning everybody that they may have to find a different way to go. And what it means is that right now that River Park Drive, which is near the entrance to the Casino Queen, is where the trucks come in to go to the two elevators. Cargill is in the village of East St. Louis, in the city of East St. Louis. Bungie is not. But either way, East St. Louis police have said they don't want the traffic on that road. I don't know if it's upsetting the people who are going into the Casino Queen or what have you, but in fact, they have had several meetings in East St. Louis trying to come up with some sort of an agreement what to do, because for those of you who do go down to East St. Louis and haul down to Cargill or Bungie, if you're familiar, they want the truck drivers to use Trendley Avenue to get to Front Street and to get to the terminals. Well, that's not the easiest way to get around. It's not the quickest. It's not the most efficient way, and it causes problems of its own. But I think East St. Louis people realize, or I think the deal is that, the Casino Queen's a good corporate citizen of the city of East St. Louis, probably brings in a lot of tax revenue, and they're going to try to keep them happy. But right now, everything's still on hold. They can still use River Park Drive, and no tickets are being issued. East St. Louis had said, hey, we're going to give you an overweight ticket for running that road if you're over 5 tons. Tickets could be anywhere, they said, from $100 to $500. It's not happening yet. Just a lot of people, you know, screaming and yelling at each other. But hopefully they'll come up with some sort of agreement because, you know, there's hundreds of trucks every day that pull from all over the Midwest that go into Cargill and Bungie.
So all in all, there are quite a few things for truckers to watch out for in the coming month. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.